The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've got an interesting story on news availability on social media platforms.
Yeah, this was something that I stumbled upon. So I'm here with the hard shoulder. And yesterday, after the programme, as I tend to do, I sat down and was scanning through my social media apps. And what was really interesting is when I clicked on the News Talk Instagram page, a notification appeared saying that this content has been blocked in Canada. Now, it is interesting that it wasn't just News Talk. Obviously enough, there's nothing against us, but it's all news organizations. And this stems from a long running battle between big tech and news publishers in this country. We've seen other examples of it around the world, but it was the first time that I'd encountered it. A piece of legislation came into play in 2023, whereby the social media platforms had to pay the news publishers to feature their content on social media. So for example, if News Talk was a Canadian news organization and we wanted to share our content here in Canada, Meta would have to pay us a fee to facilitate our content on their platform. Meta platforms outright said no. So if you are on Facebook or Instagram in this country, not only can you not see the content shared by news organizations on their social platforms, you can't even share the link. So every week before I come on to talk to you, I share a link so people can listen live. Mm-hmm. And Instagram would not allow me to put a link up to the News Talk website for people to listen live. What's interesting is Google were contemplating doing the same thing, which was banning news links, which would have been massively disruptive. But they came to an arrangement whereby they now pay $100 million a year to news organizations. It's kind of like a subscription fee, essentially, to allow and facilitate news content to be consumed. But as sort of a millennial who's used to consuming a lot of news content on social media platforms, I find it utterly fascinating that people in this country cannot get updates on social platforms as a result of this. And it's an interesting one, particularly at the moment when there's a lot of talk about, you know, the tariffs, the news agenda is changing minute by minute. To not be able to get access to that, I would have to say it's an interesting one for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But the problem is that if they don't have the regular and reliable news sources on their platforms, it leaves the way open to all the fake news hounds to put stuff up. Anyway, we will see how that develops. Meantime, I have loads of questions for you, Jess. I recently bought a new Windows laptop. Should I install antivirus software or is Windows Defender sufficient?
Windows Defender is sufficient. I would always recommend that you just take good caution when it comes to installing apps and stuff like that. I had a weird instance actually yesterday with my own phone, and I downloaded the AVG app and I put it on my laptop as well just to do a bit of a sweep. Nothing was found. But AVG is a free version, works very well. They will prompt and push you to pay for it, but just use the free version and it does the job.
This one, I just bought a new iPhone, but it's eSIM only. I used to be with Virgin Media for €15 a month, but they don't do eSIM. So the only provider that carries eSIMs are Vodafone, and they are €35 a month. Do you know of any providers that use eSIMs for a better price?
Yeah, I don't know that the digital mobile networks do as of yet.
Hang on a second, Jess. This business of an iPhone that only uses an eSIM, doesn't have a physical SIM, is that the case?
Yeah, that's the way it is. It's the phone must have been bought, I assume, in America, because in the US, the latest version of the iPhone launched without a SIM tray. The idea is to try and reduce the number of ports. Apparently, it's good for the integrity of the phone. I don't know. But that's why that's the case now. So if you try to buy an iPhone in America, it'll be eSIM only. When it comes to the networks, I don't know. I know that GoMo World, which is the roaming version of GoMo, they just do eSIMs. I'll have to look into that to double check, but I don't know that there is an offering that would offer you an eSIM at that competitive price. Vodafone's Clear Mobile That's their digital mobile offering. It's worth getting onto them to see if they do the eSIM, but I don't think so as of yet.
My laptop crashed. I've tried a few people to get my data back. They say they can't because of a Microsoft data lock. How do you get the key to unlock the Microsoft lock?
That is an interesting one. You might need to get on to a specialist cybersecurity type company. I know, and I heard just in Josh's report there, Colin Baker from Back from the Future, they would be a good port of call just in terms of advising you. I don't know if it's a company laptop or a personal laptop. If it's a company laptop, you'll need to get onto your CTO or your tech team there to see. Very often this is an encryption, a protection tool. But get on. If it's a work laptop, get onto the CTO. If it's a personal laptop, get onto a specialist like Colin Baker.
Why can I not add pictures to my Google Maps reviews?
I don't know why that would be. It might be, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I actually did this recently myself, and it is something that you can do. I wonder if you go into your settings on your phone, go to the apps, go down to the Maps app, open that and just check that you've allowed the permission for access to your photos. And if that doesn't work, try and do it from a browser.
Finally, Jess, I should ask you about what they're talking about in Canada. Is it Trump and tariffs, Trump and tariffs, Trump and tariffs?
Big time. It is. It's interesting to see that that is the consensus. Everyone from the punters, the consumers, to the businesses that we're meeting here as part of Ireland Gateway to Europe, it is front and centre. That sense of uncertainty, there's a real sense of hurt, I would say, from the people that I've met here on the ground that, you know, their closest neighbour is putting them through this. Now, we do know that the new Prime Minister of Canada is meeting Donald Trump later on today. But even in the last 48 hours, conversations around tariffs on movie production and TV production has caused a massive concern, because we know that here in Toronto and other parts of Canada, they've been a massive outlet for movie productions looking to get that New York-esque skyline at a much cheaper rate. So everything from the cost of groceries, key industries, it's a very uncertain time, and they are watching it with bated breath.
Yeah, there's talk of it affecting Ireland as well, because there was one contribution yesterday we heard on News Talk about a show involving an audience of 150 or something. Cheaper to fly them over to Ireland, keep them for a week, do your quiz show all the rounds, finish up the whole package, the whole series, and fly them back. Cheaper than going to Hollywood.
Yeah. And, you know, Toronto would have been and is, you know, similar enough, I would say, to Ireland. We've had big shows like Suits, Schitt's Creek. There's been so many that have been shot and produced in Canada for that very reason. And I do think that the average consumer that I've met here, they are very much informed. They are engaged, and they're also worried as to see how this plays out, because it's already impacting not only people's pockets, but what they can buy in supermarkets. You know, there are certain alcohol brands, there are certain products that disappeared from the shelves overnight as a result of the tariffs. So Canada is fighting back, but it's not clear, as you well know, how it's going to play out and what exactly is going to happen next.
Jess Kelly in Toronto, more on the hard shoulder later on News Talk. But thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.